This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings and blessings from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am Reverend Eugene Stevenson, pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church in Alexandria, Louisiana, and New Beulah Baptist Church in Boise, Louisiana. The Word of God, Mark 16:15-16 says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned." Listen to a gospel message already in progress.
These are blessings to me. And if I had my way, I'd sit out there and preach today. But I love to hear him preach the gospel. Amen.
Amen.
He is a blessing to me. When I first crossed his trail, I said, that man is anointed from God. You see, anointing match anointing. You don't even have to know the person. The Bible said that in John. John didn't know Jesus, but he saw him. And he said, that's the Lamb of God right there. Just take away the wine of it. So with that, I don't know if she's even got up. To my wife, where she's staying now. Fussing so. Took down my keys and couldn't find them. So that was a little hole up there. But she found them for me. And I hope she got the radio on. This dog right there. Be on the airway. I don't remember that one. And to associate pastor, Reverend James Carlton, who do a lot of things in the community, and his wife, Sister Carlton, and to the good news about the church. I want to thank you. My mom always told me that when somebody do something for you, you say thank you. That's manners. They had a song, I said, respect yourself. You don't respect yourself, ain't nobody else going. Come on now. Don't get too hard on now. That just put manners. And I want to thank Pastor Draper again for inviting the New Jerusalem Baptist Church to come celebrate this anniversary. And next is the Lord's Week of September. I know it's a long ways. You come back to Alexandria and preach out. Fine. That's on you. And I give it to her because I love to be around true people. Before I read the text, we have to stay on bigger knees for our children.
Amen.
Because they're looking at us, seeing what we do. They may not think they're looking at you, but they are. I'm grateful. And if you have your Bible, it's forward. Book of Acts, and this reminds me of Pastor Draper and Sister Draper. Acts chapter 9, a young man, where he at? I said, give me two waters. He said, what you gonna do with two? I said, well, I'm just gonna need that and some. Where he at? You don't need the one. Hey, yo.
Not you, Eric. You
Give me two of them waters. I designed it. I read it at least one time. I'm tired. Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 9, 15 and 16. We're on the alleys. But the Lord said unto him, O thou way. For he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. You may be seated. I left my old child with me. I got something for you to do that. Vessel. I'm going to talk about a chosen vessel. This preacher and pastor. And y'all think here, I will give you pastors according to my own heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. For tie that in to Acts 9. So yeah, God is, I didn't know the thing, but the Lord laid on my heart to talk to the honorees out of Acts chapter 9. Did anybody hear? Amen.
Amen.
A chosen vessel. Jesus said, many call, but few are chosen. I'm pretty much sure Pastor Draper didn't try to make it on his own and didn't ask for that job as preacher.
All right.
I know I did. Most of us, with God calls, we thought he made a mistake. I know I did. I said, Lord, you made a mistake. You don't want me. I'm too full of the streets. He ain't saying a word. But one thing about the Lord, seems like he take Pastor Draper his own time in getting us attention. But when he do, he will get your attention. One way or another. And he put those armies together one way or another. And I'm rest assured, this one of the hacks he has as being the mayor of this town, he catches a lot of headaches and have to go home to his wife and have to pump out all that garbage in his heart. You see, being in front is not an easy task. No. People lie on you. You could be the getting your last $20. They still on now. You can go to the hospital and pray for them. I want to talk to somebody here. You can be and cook the best meal and eat them all of it and handle it for yourself and your family. And they're still a crucified. Come on, talk to them. I know I'm in the house. That ain't never happened to you. But you see on me. Here we have Osaul. And Osaul, he didn't like Christians. He wanted to kill them. Don't you call on the name of Jesus. And he had, and I'm going to say it this way, I'm talking about a chosen vessel now. He didn't want to hear nothing about Jesus. Now you can talk about God. Give y'all right today. But don't say Jesus. Because if you do, you have to go with him. And if you don't go with him, he has the authority to chop your head off. Oh, yeah. But if you look in that Pastor Draper, that seventh chapter, the Bible said that God had took two of those deacons and made them preachers. The first one was Stephen. And Stephen was set apart because Peter and James and John, the pillar of the church, they began to tell the multitude, look, we cannot preach the word and serve tables.
Yeah.
Look ye out amongst and choose you good men, seven of good report. And somehow they choose these two old boys with the other five called Philip and Stephen. And Pastor Draper and Sister Draper, they begin to tell the multitude about Jesus Christ and his coming from the Old Testament. And Stephen began to tell them, say, you stiff-necked people, and he began to step on people's toes. See, that's just like today. When you get ready to tell somebody about the name of Jesus, then you need to come out of your mess. Some people get mad at you and begin to try to postpone that thing and begin to try to.
Right.
And Stephen, he began to tell him what thus said the Lord. And Pastor Draper gonna do a little now set to tell me. The Bible said that after Stephen had pricked their hearts, and he had been in the midst of Jesus Christ. You see, when you're in the midst of Jesus Christ, you may not have no money. You may not have the finest in the picket fence in the finest car. But one thing
up there. If you be with Jesus, you're not going to act the same as the mama. When you be with Jesus, you know how to treat those devils, even though they're trying to scandalize the name, even though they're trying to stab you in the back, even though they're trying to grab your name on the Lord, you can still say, I'm going to bless them anyhow. Here with Stephen. I'm trying to lead you up to the ninth chapter. I ain't gonna be long. But I want to bless these honorees and you as well, everybody in the building, from a word from on high, because the word is what we need. See, the word will bring you some money. The word will bring you some peace. The word will make your enemy leave you alone. The word of God will find peace in your home. Sometimes my mama used to say, and I would say, Grandma, because you know I hung around the old folk back, and they would be chewing their mouth and moaning, but they'd be needing some food for the next day. You see, we need Christmas at night. And we pray and say, our Father, which art in heaven, thou be thy name. Through the time. Johnny Carson, y'all, we got to get today. Y'all know about Johnny Carson? Yes, Johnny. But back to the text. The text said, oh, Saul was itching them all.
Yeah.
And shoot you, I don't. The Bible says, go to Hebrews chapter 12 and 1 and 2. The Bible says that God began to sit his son down at the right hand of the throne. But if you look in Acts chapter 7, Pastor Draper and Sister Draper, the Bible says Jesus got up and stood up out of his room. And Stephen saw the heavens open. And they got so mad when they begin to dash on and with his feet. That's how some people do on that tempo. When they be trying to preach, you get so mad, you have to run outside because the truth will either run you or drop you. It's real. And that's what happened here. The Bible said that when Stephen was getting stoned to death, and Jesus had welcomed him home. That's a good home going in.
Yeah.
The Bible said that he spoke back in the 60th verse of chapter 7. And he said, Lord, Lord, lay not this charge, but in a word, forgive him. Yeah. But they wrote that. Yeah. That's chapter 8. The Bible said, oh, Saul made havoc of the church. Yeah. And they began the multitude that was called Christian that had a lamentation over Stephen, and they took it to God in memory and buried him. But the Bible said, Saul made havoc for the church. But yet on Philip, God allowed Philip to have the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. When you got the anointing of the Holy Ghost with you, you got peace. You got joy. You got liberty. You got everything you need. You may not have hope. They were always fighting me with my finances. But let me tell you something. I'm going to say anger in the Lord. Because the Lord is the one that's going to bring from the spiritual sense to the natural sense. And that's why in Genesis chapter 12, when he told, when he told Pastor Draper, he told Abel, his name was Abraham, A-B-R-A-M, he said, get thee from amongst your kinfolks. But he said, I'm going to bless them that bless you. Genesis 12 and 3. And I'm going to bless them that bless you. When you put your hands and put some money in anointing that God, like them people there, you ain't going to hold it up. But here we go. All what they need money for now. The Lord will take care of that. Great.
All right now.
Well, he got a job. He was better, ain't he? His wife wasn't on it. Look at that. I might just come back this way again, but I do know I can't this time. Well, I can't do it this time. Because this time, take care of yourself. The truth shall set you free. Jesus said, you should know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Stop coming to church. I ain't gonna tear down. All they really want some money. What? Look at Jesus. Jesus said, whatever you sow out.
That's right.
Luke 6:38. Give and shall be given to you. Pressed down, shaking together, running on. Whatever you meet, it'll come back to you.
That's right.
I'm in the book, ain't you? Yeah. You might not be there. Back to the text. Acts chapter 9. Saul is a crazy man.
And so, let the message preached today bless you and has led you to a deeper walk in the Lord. Worship services are as follows. Sunday school at 9:38 in the morning worship at 11 p.m. and Wednesday at 5 p.m. by Bible. The Viewer Baptist Church, 908 Harlow Street, Boise, Louisiana. Service time, 2nd and 4th Sunday, 8 a.m. morning worship and 9:30 a.m. Sunday school. God bless you.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina,
good morning.
Alexandria.
Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana, near the Berrytown Shopping Center. Contact Pastor Johnson by writing P.O. Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496, or phone 337-239-3845 or 337-238-4063. And now, here's Johnson Temple.
Than in hell, lift up my eyes.
since there was no one like you, nobody can love me. Nobody can love me like you do. Because I was God. And beside you, there was none other. No one. Nobody like you. No one. No one. Not my mother. Not my father. My sister. Not my brother.